KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 63 degrees. We look for skies to be partly mostly cloudy today. Just a chance of lingering scattered showers through mid-morning, a high around 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Firefighters from Atlantic were dispatched to a semi-tractor trailer fire early this morning. The page went out at 5:27 a.m. with regard to a UPS trailer on fire at the 57-mile marker westbound of I-80 off-ramp. Crews arrived at the scene around 5:40 a.m. and they left a little after 6 a.m. There were no injuries reported, but no additional information is currently available. Well, it's no surprise the month of August was exceptionally dry here in southwest Iowa. The data for Atlantic at the KJAN studios shows we received 3.01 inches less rain than average. The clouds only managed to squeeze out a total of 87 hundredths for the month, or just under 9-tenths of an inch. We were also a little warmer. The average high for August is typically 83 here in Atlantic. Last month, our average was 87, with the hottest days coming the last week of the month. The average low was 58, which was 14 degrees cooler than normal. During the month of September, Atlantic normally sees about 3.1 inches of rain. The average high is 76, and the average low is 51. The Iowa Department of Public Health this morning reports there have been 9 additional deaths attributed to COVID-19 statewide since 10 a.m. Monday, for a total of 1,121, and 546 additional positive cases of COVID-19 for a total of 65,259. Persons with pre-existing medical conditions made up 785 of the deaths, while 591 of the total number took place at a long-term care facility since the beginning of the outbreak. There have also been a total of 47,371 persons who have recovered from the virus, 3,169 additional negative tests on Monday for a total of 558,635 since testing began. And a total of 635,000 and 999 individuals have been tested for COVID-19. The combined positivity rate, including the antigen tests, remains at 10.2%. Here in the KJAN listening area, the IDPH adjusted some COVID-19 figures that we had reported on Monday. Derrick County now has 49 positive cases instead of 51. Audubon County has 40 cases instead of 41. Montgomery County is up 2 cases from 76 to 78. And Pottawatomie County saw 4 more positive cases for a total of 1,635. Harrison County went up 1 to 148 positive cases. Harrison County also had 1 additional death for a total since the pandemic of 2. There are 311 Iowans hospitalized with coronavirus. IDPH says 88 patients are in intensive care compared to 86 yesterday. There are 43 patients on ventilators across the state. 40 patients were admitted to a hospital since 10 a.m. Monday. In western and southwest Iowa, 7 patients remain hospitalized with COVID-19. 4 remain in an ICU. There were no new admissions to area hospitals, and 2 patients are on ventilators. There are 33 coronavirus outbreaks reported at Iowa's long-term care facilities. That's 3 less than on Monday. IDPH reported 855 positive cases at those facilities and 4,088 recoveries within those facilities as well. And you can look at the latest positive numbers for western and southwest Iowa counties and the number of total number of recovered cases and deaths in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce on Monday said Atlantic Fest, which had been rescheduled for September 26th, has been canceled. Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bailey Smith said, with COVID-19 cases rising in our county, the extension of the state public health emergency and other liability concerns, Atlantic Fest isn't feasible this year. She said, we understand how eager everyone is to get out and about. Atlantic Fest draws thousands of people every year, and the health of the community, she says, is our highest priority. Atlantic Fest is presented by First Whitney Bank and Trust, and it's the Chamber's largest fundraiser of the year, and it's been a community staple for nearly 30 years. To still offer a community event, the Chamber will be hosting a drive-in movie on September 26th. Bailey Smith said, we want to be able to give everyone an opportunity to get out of the house while maintaining social distancing at the same time. She said, we've had a few drive-in movie events over the last couple of years and that have been a hit, and we're excited to be able to offer that again. More details about the drive-in movie on September 26th will be made available in the coming weeks, including the location, time, and the feature movie. In our funeral announcements, Richard Melvin Rich Hobson, age 71, of Albert Lea, Minnesota, and formerly of the Oakland and Sydney areas, died Thursday at the University of Minnesota. Minnesota Hospital in Minneapolis. A memorial service for Rich Hobson will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Oakland Community Building in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home is assisting the family with local arrangements. Winifred Ruth Justice LeMaster, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the hospice house in Omaha. A private graveside service for Winifred LeMaster will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Griswold Cemetery, with Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of the arrangements. The service will be online at Recon Dune Funeral Home's Facebook page. Norma Pauline Johnson Christensen, age 85, of Woodbine and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday. An open visitation for Norma Christensen will be held Friday from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. The family will not be present at any specific time. Lorraine Williams, age 97, of Grant, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lorraine Williams will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Wayne Walter, age 99, of Jefferson, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Public graveside services for Wayne Walter will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Garner Cemetery, located 2 miles south of Bridgewater on County Road N51. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Michelle Hunter, age 49, of Audubon, died August 27th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A celebration of life service for Michelle Hunter will be held on September 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the Audubon Legion Park. Due to limited seating at the park, everyone is encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs to the service. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. And Nancy Farley, age 71, of Anita, died Monday at her daughter's home in Anita. Services for Nancy Farley are pending at the Roland Funeral Service. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.